It's important to understand that we need to look at the impact Hurricane Irma has had. The main impacts of Hurricane Irma were defoliation and flooding in Southwest Florida. Defoliation, growers didn't have disaster funds in order to go in and regrow the leaves. And given greening, the tree's not going to regrow all of its own leaves on its own. Leaves are the carbohydrate factories for trees, and they will not set a complete crop like they could until the leaf structure is restored. So our assumption was that you wouldn't regrow all the leaves by next season. You'd go from 45 to 50 million boxes, and by the season after that, you will have regrown the leaves, and you'll be to 60 million boxes. That other difference is trees blown up and trees damaged in a flood, so you're at 60 million boxes. Now, starting at 60 million boxes, we have the declining production scenario. The declining production scenario says that orange production is going to continue to decline the way it has been declining since 2004-05, and we looked at the declines in the number of bearing trees and declines in the yield per bearing tree over the last 5 years, and we took that average, and then we combined that with the Department of Citrus's extrapolated yield scenario, where they looked at yields from 2000 per tree from 2010-11 to 2015-16, and based on that trend, they projected a crop. We combined their methodology with the one I just explained to get the declining production scenario. At the same time, we assumed that new plantings with the spinach gene technology would be available to go in the ground starting in 2019, next year, and there would be 2 million trees planted a year, which plants 10,000 acres. As a result of that, by the time you got out to 2027-28, I think you were around 20, I don't remember the split, but 25 or 26 million boxes from the existing tree and grove base, and the new plantings made up the difference to get to about 44 million boxes of oranges. Not enough economic impact to support an infrastructure of processing and caretaking and other things. The industry risks losing that support before meaningful production from the spinach gene kicks in and increases the production enough that it will. So that's the industry in a very precarious state.
So that was scenario one. Was the outlook any more positive for scenario two?
It was more positive. In scenario two, it's assumed that the management practices to manage HLB are beginning to have an effect. Those are managing soil pH, ensuring soil moisture, higher density plantings, bactericides, all those kind of things. And that's assumed to have an effect. So it's believed that once you recover from Hurricane Irma, production would hold at 60 million boxes for the existing groves. Now, what that means is you got to realize we're only replanting 48% of our trees that are lost every year. So there's a net tree loss. And so, and you also have growers whose yields are down around 100 boxes an acre. They're milking the groves, and then they're going to sell them or convert them to blueberries or peaches or something. And so 60 million means the base of groves that have have benefited from HLB management procedures, production will have to grow to offset that decline that's underlying in the overall grove base out there. But using that one, get 60 million boxes level from the existing groves, and because you've got that $60 million box base there, you only plant 1 million boxes a year with the spinach gene technology, which gives you 5,000 acres a year. That one, I believe, results in the year 2027-28 in 68 or 69 million boxes. That gives enough juice to supply 98% of the U.S. orange juice market, projected to be the market at that time. So any more and you'd oversupply the market.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.